Welcome to Auroville Radio. Welcome from Nadia. Today I have the pleasure to host Frederick in our studio. Welcome, Frederick.
Welcome.
It's a pleasure to receive you and to talk about a book release that's happening tomorrow, 22nd of July, 5 p.m. in Certitude. This book that it's been released is I Am Always With You, with the mother from 1960 onward, by Frederick. Would you like to tell us about this book and explain what it is about, what's the idea behind it, and give us some highlights about all the testimonies that you collected, that you put in this beautiful book?
Nadia, nice to talk to you. It has been a roller coaster ride for me from 1.5 years, almost 2 years now. Middle of July 2021, difficulties arose in Auroville, and I was in the middle of it and was one of the people who stood up and tried to be voicing what we all felt Auroville is about. But I maybe overstepped my role in the sense that actually I felt sick. And I was diagnosed with typhoid fever. And my wife, she is working in naturopathy and also what she calls biodecodage. So she is relating physical ailments to psychological states. And they say typhoid indicates territorial anger. And when I heard this, I realized, Frederick, you think now 60 years of heavy yoga, you are free of all these vital motions. But I did realize that I did have territories in me. I have Auroville in me. I have my conviction of what Mother and Sri Aurobindo is. I have my conviction of what Auroville is. I have my conviction to protect the family and so on. So that typhoid really broke my physical, and my brother, he's a doctor in Vienna. I went to Vienna and slowly recuperated. And during that time, I started beginning to collect all the correspondence and the letters and the photos and the memories and the souvenirs I had since 1960, when I first came to see the mother. I landed in India in 1959, so that's a long time ago. I was wondering, what's the use of collecting all these memorabilia? What is it? I mean, people now more and more, the mother was there in her body. Why do you recreate this? But then it came a very strong voice in me saying that you take the past, like the mother said, like a trampoline to propel you into the future. Don't make it just a souvenir, a memory. Then it's more historical and it may be of some curiosity. But when it becomes a living presence, that you are not clinging to the memory, but you actually make that memory, that document, that letter, something which triggers off a power, a presence, an action, an awareness now, then it has a meaning. I also, you can imagine, often being confronted with people, oh, Frederick, you've been here so long time, and you are blessed, you have seen the mother, and so on. Sometimes I run away from this because it becomes too iconic. It becomes like something you put on the wall and you do your pujas and so on. And the mother always told us, don't make a religion. Don't make it something which is here is the divine and here is you. No, it is something which we all aspire towards. And she is the greatest aspirer. Sri Aurobindo is the greatest adventurer in this journey towards a new consciousness. So it was a great help. And it is still now a great help. Whenever I'm surrounded with problems and bombshells hitting here and hitting here. It's like a minefield. Then when I can go back and look at this document, and I feel it can be shared with my brothers and sisters in Oroville, who sometimes are very alone. They are haunted by fears. They are haunted by anxiety. Their livelihood is being questioned. Their house is being questioned. Their stay in India is being questioned when they are foreigners. So I feel if we sometimes take time out and look at why we all came here, this is the reason I came here, which I documented, and many more and more people in Oroville are for other reasons, whatever it is. You are here, there's a reason why you are here. There is something very, very special each individual in Oroville brings to Oroville, and it is, if you wouldn't be here, something would be missing. So this giving the full empowerment to the individual, that becomes then a greater collective, what Mother Antrobindo talks about, a collective yoga. That is what Oroville was created for, and human unity.
I found very inspiring all the letters that you collected. But another thing that inspires me, and I would like you to speak about it, is this collection of testimonies that's been recently published in the Oroville Today, the number of June, July. I've seen a few interviews with a variety of Orovillians. Some are older Orovillians, some are younger Orovillians, some have come here 40 years ago, 50 years ago, or 10 years ago. Would you like to tell us what's the idea behind collecting all these testimonies, and how many people have you interviewed, have you asked to share information?
I did not interview. Actually, I made an announcement, and the announcement came when I was in Delhi 2 months ago, and I was full of ideas what to do. Shall we fight on a political level or on a legal level or on a bureaucratic level or on the media? And a very good old friend of mine, he's over 90 now, and a wonderful man, a very prominent lawyer, Fali Nariman, he said, stop it all. The true India base is a heart quality, and people are interested in life stories. And I realized, yes, when you meet others, when you travel around, nowhere in the world people ask you, you know, the external thing. They want to know from you why you came, have you got family, are your parents still alive? And I realized, yes, this life story of everyone will open doors in India, and it's true. So I announced it in meetings, and then people came out of their shell, trusted me, and sent me short, one page, one and a half, 2 page letters with their photos, how they came, what brought them here, when did they first hear about Sri Aurobindo and the Mother, and what are their present situation, and what are their aspirations for the future. So it is like as if the pressure under which Oroville in the moment goes through, for whatever reason, there must be a reason why we have been too shaken up to wake up and concentrate on the basic issues, and also on our spiritual fraternity, that people came forward, and we collected about 60 personal letters. And then there was a large collective letter from our Tamil brothers in Oroville and sisters who have made a statement of commitment towards the true Oroville, which had about 30 names. And I included that because it came also from the heart, their commitment coming from the village to Oroville. So I feel that it's an ongoing thing. People can still write these letters. It can a growing thing which has nothing to do with externalities. It is something to do, we will start connecting with each other. You have to understand, I actually, the first book came out on the 14th of July, which is the celebration in France of the storming of the Bastille. And their motto is Égalité, Liberté, Fraternité. And Sri Aurobindo describes that the first notion of equality was exercised and practiced to its extreme and its absurdity in the Soviet socialist countries, where then in the end we all were equalized and the government became the machinery. The second notion of liberty was exercised to its extreme in the Western capitalist free society, where the vital power, the survival of the strongest, the weaker one, are being pushed to the side. Now, the base of our new attempt in Auroville, in a microscopic field, which has significance for a larger field, is fraternity. But fraternity not in the camaraderie and shaking arms and being, no, fraternity based on spiritual values, on deeper values. Actually, the oneness or the unity we experience is not because I like you and you like me, but we realize that we are all of the same source. We all come from the same origin. That is the true unity.
That makes a family.
That makes a family. That makes a family, and often the fights between the brothers and sisters, we all have that, is because we forget that we all have the same mother.
Yeah, we immediately create separation, and out of separation,
right,
so many difficult emotions right. rise. And yeah, I think this is a beautiful suggestion to remind us all that we share yeah. the same origin, the same source.
I think it goes parallel, Nadia. It is not one after the other. And if we were truly conscious, we could do it simultaneously. The external activities, you do the radio, I'm running around in the sports. This, and then you need time out. So because we are not yet there in our consciousness to hold both the contemplative and the active vita together, the true integral yoga would be to do and at the same be conscious of what you're doing. That the Prakriti and the Purusha are not separated.
Yeah, to be and to do together. Yeah. Right? We often step into the doing or the being without...
Yeah, or people will say, okay, you go to the office and then when you come back after 6 o'clock, you do 1 hour yoga.
Yeah, that's not about integral yoga. That's the contemporary interpretation of yoga.
That's a very old-fashioned one, yeah.
Yeah. Very inspiring, yeah. Why would you encourage people to read this book that has been published?
Well, I don't know how much time you have, but there is an epilogue which is about one page. Let me read it out for you in the end. You're looking at the prologue, Nadia.
Sorry.
Forgot your Latin.
Epilogue, yes, there you go.
It was when I came a month ago, I was up here in the town hall in the council room and I looked at the Matrimandir. You can take it out if it's too long. But it somehow was the latest thing why in the moment the pain is so acute. It's not the external things which creates the suffering, it's something deeper. Epilogue. I'm here in the Auroville council room. It is 9 o'clock in the morning. I'm looking out at the Matrimandir and meditating on the situation in Auroville at the moment, on the pain I feel inside. A year and a half ago, I thought the cause of it was the attack on the land, on Auroville, on what has been built, on the family. But now it has moved towards something else. It feels as if all that we have come for, all that has attracted us, all we have cherished and held up as an ideal is becoming corrupted. The corruption is a reduction, a shrinking. One of the names for the hostile powers is the shrinker, the reducer, the one who holds back the waters of the flow. And looking around, this is what is happening to our ideals and our gurus, Sri Aurobindo and the Mother. Sri Aurobindo and the Mother are four-dimensional. To hold the four dimension in one's consciousness integrally is very difficult. It's an ever-moving presence. If you consider the first dimension a line, the second dimension a plane, the third dimension volume, the fourth dimension time, what the Asuric power is doing is reducing the four dimension to two dimension. It is flattening, losing the volume of Sri Aurobindo and the mother, losing the time of Sri Aurobindo and the mother. This way, it becomes more manageable. You can manipulate it. You can put it on the wall. It is shining. It can be polished. But it's dead. It has no depth, no up and down, and it is not in the flow of evolution. When one experiences the other two dimension, the third and the fourth in one's being, one has to be absolutely sincere, without bias, without ambition, without ego. For me, the richness of the mother, as described in this book, is the volume from top high to bottom low, from right to left. Her vastness is a surrounding presence. And now I understand the words of the mother when she said that I was a link. Before, I always saw it more in a vertical or linear extension, like a chain. And I would be a link connecting the top to the bottom, or the right to the left, or the other to oneself. But now the link is more like a surrounding armor, a surrounding presence. This is very much connected to what I feel at my age now, with beauty. It is not the rightness, the truth, the goodness, but it's the beauty, the vastness of beauty. When you walk into a forest, it has that surrounding present. And the link is really that you have a sense that the mother is connected all around you. There is no gap, and it is linked together. And that gives you the sense, I keep you sheltered in my arms forever. And then there is a fourth dimension. That is why I feel it has to be done now. There is a truth in the flow of time, particularly in the concept of the Indian Kala, which is not a linear extension. There are rooms of time where you can enter into the past and into the future and into the present. If you take what the mother said 50 years ago, 60 years ago, as the concept of a new world, what Sri Aurobindo describes as a new consciousness, and you allow time to enter, the evolutionary force to enter, then there is a living presence now, which is not iconic, not like a picture on the wall, but it is alive. When the mother speaks of a cradle for the Superman, a laboratory for the new world, it is now. In the statement of the mother, there are obviously two categories. Some are timeless, like Sri Aurobindo's, or life is yoga. But there are other statements which can be applied here and now, only when they are right and good and beautiful. These are the three qualities of the psychic being. And you can only do that when you have the inner authority that comes not from the small personality, but from a deeper source. Looking at the Matrimandir, which is meant to be the soul of the city, which is building the city, I believe that if we were to have the courage and the assurance that Sri Aurobindo and the mother are both not only present, but in full volume, we would have the authority to take their words and apply them right here and now. 15th June 2023.
Thank you. Thank you for reading this. Thank you for sharing your view, your feeling, your story. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Nadia. Thank you. Okay.